Now, who's the man with custody?
The butcher.
And if meat is left out too long, it's kept refrigerated, it might
spoil.
So he said that meat is
spoil.
And they, when the brains, or the, not the brains, but the ears and the meat of the head of the hog is used to make the preparation of that sauce.
No.
Something's made in something like a sausage, you can cut it and slice it and cook it. I bet you sell that.
You're talking about sauce?
Maybe? Yeah, what is that? Didn't I describe it?
Oh, it's got pork brains and pork belly in it. But I don't know what all it's got in it.
All right. Do you know the expression head cheese?
I've heard it before, but I wouldn't know.
You don't think that has the same thing as sauce? You wouldn't connect it to it?
No, I wouldn't.
You know of anything made with tripe?
No.
Anything made with chopped liver and cornmeal?
No.
Anything made with liver? Kind of made in a kind of soft liver pudding or liver mush?
Mm-hmm.
How about something made with blood? Yeah.
No.
Blood pudding or black pudding or blood sausage? Right. Something, you know of anything made with liver sausage or something like sauce and cornmeal or the juice from, say, the sausage being made with cornmeal, something that's sliced up and fried?
Mm-hmm. No.
You familiar with scrapple?
Mm-hmm.
If butter's left out too long, we call that.
And melt.
Yeah, but if it gets, you can't eat.
Or at least fall.
And milk's allowed to sit in it.
Curdle.
And what kind of cheese is it made? Something like that. Curdled milk.
I don't know what they call it. It's just homemade cheese.
Okay, that's good. I was thinking something like clabber cheese or cottage cheese.
Oh, cottage cheese, yeah.
But you think of homemade cheese is something different, though?
Yeah.
Does homemade cheese look anything like cottage cheese?
Well, I think if homemade cheese would be cheese, you know. Mm-hmm. Like American cheese or cheddar cheese, or that kind of cheese. Cottage cheese, yeah.
To get the impurities out of milk, now they have all kinds of processes for these. You usually just pour it through something and say they're going to do what to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Your mother ever make an apple dessert with even apples and a pastry, and she put a row of apples in and put some pastry over it, and then some more apples, and then some more, another, like a two or three deck pie kind of?
No.
Nothing, you know, that doesn't sound familiar. Or any kind of an apple thing made in a deep dish.
Apple cobbler kind of like.
How's that different from what I explained?
Well, that's just, not what I'm thinking.
That's
really
good. That's what this is sometimes called, the apple cobbler, apple cobbler.
That's not what I'm thinking about. They don't call it a cobbler. What I was thinking about was they put the paste, the stuff on the bottom, and then put the apples on top of it, put the fruit on top.
Yeah.
Then when you're baking it, the dough rises to the top.
Like an upside down cake?
Yeah, okay. Something like that. I don't know exactly what the name of it is, though.
Do you have apple pan dowdy or
deep
dish apple pie?
I've heard of apple pan dowdy.
Or family pie. Is apple pan dowdy something different, or you just go